News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Maria Cahill is due to meet Mary Lou MacDonald, the Sinn Féin leader, later today. This is as the Ombudsman in Northern Ireland found that Sinn Féin members didn't fully cooperate with aspects of the PSNI investigation into Maria's rape and sex assault allegations. Those allegations date back to 1997-98, but the PSNI investigation was conducted from 2010 onwards. And Maria joins me now on the line. You're very welcome to the programme. Before we talk about that meeting with Mary Lou MacDonald a little later today, you might just share with us exactly what the Ombudsman has found.
Well, there's quite a big section on it, Ciarán. It deals with what the police interaction was with Gerry Adams, for example. It deals with what the police interaction was with other Sinn Féin witnesses. And in the course of that, there are two pieces of information which are, I think, significant. One, if you remember, Gerry Adams has repeatedly said publicly that he fully cooperated with the police in relation to my case. And at the time, I was asserting to people, because I knew this, that his version of cooperation and mine or any other person's were completely different. So what Gerry Adams did was he didn't go in to be questioned in a police station in the way in which other people may be given information in relation to an abuse case would. He gave a statement through his solicitor. Now, he was entitled to do that as a witness in the North, but from my point of view, that wasn't full cooperation. Then we, you know, had a number of kind of different sections in relation to different Sinn Féin witnesses. You know, police aren't able to compel people to give witnesses accounts, and they can't either dictate how that account is taken. But the proof of the pudding, I suppose, into how useful those statements were, was the fact that the Public Prosecution Service didn't call any of them as witnesses in the court case.
So just to get this right, Maria, essentially what you're saying is that these members of Sinn Féin refused to answer questions from the PSNI and instead just said, look, we'll prepare a written statement, you can have that, we're not going to answer any questions though.
On the advice of their solicitor, yes. And, you know, they're entitled to take that advice, but that, in my opinion, is not full cooperation in the way in which any other person who had been asked for help in a sexual abuse investigation, you know, would behave, and certainly not the way that I would behave had I been asked to provide information in relation to a sexual abuse victim in order to help them try and prove their case. No.
Because I actually want to get your reaction to a clip from an interview on this show on News Talk Breakfast in 2014 that Mary Lou MacDonald gave us about your situation. Take a quick listen.
Specific assertions have been made by Maria in respect of Sinn Féin. She has accused us of covering up abuse. She has asserted that we refused to cooperate with the police on Garda Síochán and the PSNI, presumably on matters pertaining to abuse. I want to say again, categorically, that that is not true. That is a falsehood. And it's most unfair, it's most unjust to cast a slur such as that against Sinn Féin, against those of us that are members of Sinn Féin and elected representatives of Sinn Féin.
So she's very clear there, Maria. Essentially, she's saying we fully cooperated. What's your reaction to that?
Well, you know, you can understand why at the time I was so frustrated and so angry about what Sinn Féin members were saying. You know, I had to wait 4 years on an Ombudsman report to achieve independent evidence of that. So, you know, in a matter of child sexual abuse for me as a victim in the criminal justice system, that was extremely frustrating because, you know, I had already suffered the trauma of what this man had done to me, and I then suffered further trauma by what the IRA then did by involving themselves in the matter. And I expected at the point when it came to try and secure a conviction that people would at least tell the basic truth, and they couldn't even bring it upon themselves to do that.
What are you going to say to Mary Lou MacDonald today? Because she keeps repeating the line that she has apologised to you.
Well, I mean, I think the general public are wise enough. You know, they have heard her statement. She has apologised that Sinn Féin did not have mandatory reporting procedures in place. But she certainly hasn't apologised for what happened to me. In fact, Sinn Féin hasn't even admitted what happened to me. They said we believe she was abused, but they have definitely sidestepped the question as to whether they believe there was an IRA investigation into that abuse. And, you know, I think the very least that any sexual abuse victim should expect when they go public is that they're treated with care. And I think people know how I have been treated by the Sinn Féin Party. And, you know, I have no expectations whatsoever about this meeting, given the way in which I feel I have been treated to date. But I think when people are in a position of responsibility, that they should behave responsibly.
Finally, Maria, that was 2010 when you made the complaint. That's when we're talking about. We're not going back decades into the Troubles. This isn't a historical case. So what faith have you that if somebody went to the PSNI or the Gardaí or anyone else today with allegations that they were abused by a Sinn Féin member, that Sinn Féin in 2018 would fully cooperate with an investigation?
I have no faith whatsoever, and I don't believe that Sinn Féin can deal nor speak credibly on the issue of child sexual abuse, given the way in which I was treated when I went public, because it was quite vicious. You know, if you go back to the public statements, you go back to the internet activity from some of the trolls, you know, you go to the graffiti was painted about me on the walls of West Belfast in the area in which I was raped. You know, it was extremely vicious and difficult to deal with. And that's a party machine, if you like, or the Republican movement, all clamping down to try, in my opinion, to shut me up in the hope that I would go away. You know, I'm still here. I haven't shut up. I won't be shutting up until someone admits actually what happened to me. You know, even though I was 16, you know, my abuse took place after the ceasefire. The IRA investigation took place after the Good Friday Agreement was signed. You know, I went to the police in 2010, as you say. You know, we're not talking about the dark days of the conflict here. And I think that's extremely worrying. And I suppose when you grow up in an area which has been brutalised from all sides, that you maybe overlook the fact that people behave in a brutal manner. But I think now is the time, really, if people want to take responsibility, that they should accept that this happened and that they should treat victims when they speak with care. And really, I don't think that's too much to ask for, Ciarán. I'm asking for a bit of respect and I'm asking not to be repeatedly called a liar.
All right, on that note, Maria Cal, thanks a million for speaking to us today.
Back with all the sport and Ray Houghton on last night's Ireland versus Denmark game next.